Another iAccess demo for Blind Abilities.
Hi folks, Pete Lane. Welcome to another iAccess demo. We all know that the text selection process changed with the release of iOS 9. This made the process of selecting, copying, pasting text to be so much easier than it used to be. I want to share today a process that I use that will demonstrate a couple of tips and possibly a quirk or two in the text selection process that might just save you a little bit of time and effort. So, without further ado, let me get started. My process involves sending out emails to a group of people to share various information regarding our iAccess iOS user group here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'll send out emails every week or so, sometimes more frequently, relating to the scheduling or the agenda or possibly some homework assignments for an upcoming session. And my method for sharing this information is to use an existing email with a group of about 40 individuals in the address field and using the reply to all feature in iOS, changing the subject line and body of the email to suit my current needs. This also often involves selecting and copying something from another source and pasting it into the body of that email. That's what I want to demonstrate for you now. For this purpose, I have an email currently open. Now, this email is from a librarian here at the Jacksonville Public Library. Chris Eaton has responsibility for accessibility issues, including the National Library Service and talking book registration. And he's graciously agreed to come to our next session. So what I want to do is share a little bit of this email with the group so that they can prepare. Let me read a little bit of this email for you right now. I'm going to use a two-finger swipe down to read all.
July 13th, 2016 at 11:06 a.m. There is an online fillable.pdf. It is available at this address under the fillable PDF application link, http://www.jaxpubliclibrary.org/lib/talkingbooks.html link.
I'll pause voiceover right there. Hopefully the speech was not too fast for you. As you may have heard, Chris is conveying a link through which individuals can apply for registration with the National Library Service. And I want to share that with our group. What I'll need to do is select that portion of this email, then copy it and take it over to my other email and paste it in so I can share it with the group. Now, the process of selecting text begins with your rotor. And if you have not already selected text selection to be included in your rotor, you'll need to do that by going into your Settings app, double-tapping on General, then Accessibility, then VoiceOver, and then flick down to Rotor, where you'll see a long list of actions that can be selected or not to be included in your rotor. Toward the end of that list, you'll find Text Selection. Double tap on it to select it, get out of your settings app, and then your rotor will include text selection. Before I go to my rotor to find my text selection feature, I need to get to the beginning of the sentence or the first line that I want to select. So let me go back in my email.
Message. There is an online fillable.pdf.
There we go. We're at the beginning of the first sentence, actually on the first line of the email, and that's where I'll want to begin my text selection. Now let me turn my rotor until I find the text selection feature.
Language. Text selection. Swipe right to expand selection. Swipe left to shrink selection.
There we have it. You heard VoiceOver say text selection, and the VoiceOver hint said swipe right to expand selection, swipe left to shrink selection. Now there are several options from which I need to choose which unit to use, and I'll review those options by swiping down.
Page selection.
Page.
Select all.
Select all.
Character selection. Word selection. Line selection.
And that's all of them. Now, I don't want to select the entire email, and I don't want to have to select this one character or one word at a time, so I think I'll go to my line selection, and that's where I'm currently sitting. If we remember our VoiceOver hint, we'll need to swipe right to expand our selection. I'll swipe right.
There is an online fillable.pdf. It is available at selected.
There's the first line of the sentence that I want to select. I'll swipe a second time.
This address under the fillable PDF, selected.
Again.
Application link, selected. http://www.jaxpubliclibrary.org/lib/talkingbooks, selected.
Good. Now I've selected the sentence that I want to copy. I'll now need to go to my edit function in the rotor to get to the copy action. Let me turn the rotor.
Links. Text selection. Edit.
And there I am at Edit. Now let's swipe down and see what options are available for me.
Select All. Define. Share. Copy.
There's Copy. That's what I want. Now instead of swiping to the right to perform this action, I will double tap.
There's an online fillable.pdf. It is available at this address under the fillable PDF application link, http://www.jaxpubliclibrary.org/lib/talkingbooks. Copied.
There, as you heard VoiceOver say, it read the sentence and then it said copied. So now I'll need to close this email by using my four-finger single tap at the top of the email.
Inbox 2, back button.
And I'll double tap on inbox.
Inbox 2, inbox, Eaton, Chris, RE, iOS Blind Users Group.
Now I need to get to the email that I want to use to send out this information to the group. It's toward the top of my inbox. I'll touch back there to get to the top.
Inbox, heading.
Now I'll swipe several times to get to the email that I want to use.
Edit, button, search field, unread, Amazon, unread, Amazon. Autodash confirm. Pete, reminder. iAccess session scheduled for this Wednesday, August 10th, 10, 2016, Friday, from VIP Center, as Chris Eaton of the Jacksonville Public Library will be joining us.
And I'll do a two-finger single tap to stop VoiceOver. This was the last email that I sent to the group alerting them of the upcoming date and time for the session. What I'll do here is select this email, and I'll do so by double tapping.
Selected. Pete, hi all.
Now what I want to do is reply to all and then delete the body of the email and the subject line, paste in what's currently on my clipboard, and send it out to the group. So my first step here will be to go to the bottom of the screen and look for the reply button.
Reply button.
There we have it. I'll double tap.
Reply alert. Reply button.
Now I have several options from which to choose here. I'll swipe to the right.
Reply all button.
And I'll double tap on reply all.
Reply all. Reminder, iAccess session scheduled for this Wednesday.
Now what I need to do is get into the body of the email and delete the text that's in that body now. So let me get to the body.
Message body, text field, is editing, character mode, on August 5th.
Now I want to be sure where my insertion point is, so I'll do a single finger double tap.
Insertion point at end.
My insertion point is at the end, and I want it to be at the start, so I'll single finger double tap again.
Insertion point at start.
Good. You would think that in order to delete the entire body of this email, that I would go to the text selection menu. So let's give that a try. And I'll turn to my rotor until I get to text selection.
Language. Edit. Typing mode. Text selection.
There we go.
Swipe right to expand selection. Swipe left to shrink selection.
And we already know the VoiceOver hint. So let's get to the option that I think I'll need to do. I'll swipe down with one finger.
Page selection. Select all.
Now, I think select all would logically be the option that I want to select. I'll swipe right to do this.
On August 5th, 2016, at 4:18 p.m., pete_lane7625@gmail.com.
And I'll stop VoiceOver. But it appears to have selected all of the text in this particular document. Now, logic would tell me that if I press the delete button, all of the text will be deleted. So, you know that there's an on-screen keyboard at the bottom of the screen, and the delete button is in the bottom right portion of that keyboard, and I'll search for it now.
Delete.
Now I'll double tap, and we'll see if it deletes the entire body of the email. Now let me touch back up to the body of the email.
Subject, message body, on August 5th, 2016, at 4:18 p.m., Pete Lane less than.
And I'll stop VoiceOver with the two-finger single tap. As you hear, the body of the email was not, in fact, deleted. Unless I'm performing the action incorrectly, this seems to be a quirk in the text selection. As an alternative, there is a workaround, and let me turn to my edit function in the rotor.
Edit.
And let's swipe and see what our options are here that might help us in this situation.
Bold. Underline. Insert photo or video. Decrease quote level. Increase quote level. Add attachment. Select. Paste. Select all.
Select all. That seems to be a good option. Let me double tap.
Select all.
I believe that I've selected all of the text in this open email. Now let me look for my delete button and see if we can delete it.
Delete.
I'll double tap. No clue from VoiceOver. Now let me touch back up in the email.
Subject, reminder, iAccess session.
And let me swipe to the right and see what we have in the body of the email.
Message body, text field, is editing, new line, insertion point at start.
And we have nothing. To clarify what we've just established, using the text selection feature in the rotor to select all of the text in an open email and then using the delete button on the on-screen keyboard to delete it does not appear to work properly. So as a workaround, go over to your edit function in your rotor, arrow down to select all, double tap, and then double tap on your delete button in the on-screen keyboard, and that seems to work. Now we want to paste the information that I copied to my clipboard into this open email. So let me turn to my edit function again.
Edit.
And we will swipe down with one finger until we find the paste option.
Underline. Insert photo or video. Decrease quote level. Increase quote level. Add attachment. Paste.
There we go. I'll single finger double tap.
Bottom of document.
And now let's see what's in our email.
Subject. August 10th, 10, 2016. Message body. Text field. Is editing. There is an online fillable.pdf. It is available at this address under the fillable PDF application. Link colon http://www.jotexpubliclibrary.org/lib/talkingbooks. Insertion point at end.
Good. It pasted in the sentence that I copied from the other email. Now all I need to do is type in a clarifying sentence or two, go up to the top of my email to send it.
Cancel button.
Once again, I use the four-finger single tap at the top, and I'll swipe to the right twice.
Reminder. Send button.
And then I double tap on the send button, and the group will have the information that I want them to have. I hope this clarifies how the process of selecting text works using the rotor, and I hope it points out a quirk in that text selection process that might bog you down if you have to perform the same type of an action. If you have any questions, or if you have any topics to suggest for a future iAccess demo, why don't you share them with me? Send an email to info@blindabilities.com, and Jeff or I would be happy to respond. I appreciate your listening. Thanks so much, and have a great day. You've been listening to an iAccess demo from Blind Abilities. You can find Blind Abilities on the web at www.blindabilities.com or at bateencast.com. Look for us on Twitter at Blind Abilities or on the Blind Abilities channel on the Audio Boom platform. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great day.
iAccess from Blind Abilities.